97.5, the Triangle's only station for hip-hop and R&B. What's going on, your girl, Sheena J, in the midday? And right now, I have the godmother of hip-hop and R&B, the superwoman herself, Little Mo, on the phone lines. What up, baby?
What up, though?
It's been a long time, and she's back.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
Yeah, it's been a minute, and you're back, of course. We have the season premiere kicking off with R&B Divas L.A.
Yeah, the City of Angels.
Oh, it's going to be crazy.
Sometimes all hell's breaking loose in the City of Angels. No, but yeah, it's going to be all the way turned up. I'm so excited for the opportunity. TV1 went all the way in. Like, I'm peering over the balcony. I'm looking at Los Angeles. I'm like, wow, can you believe we actually just took this city by storm, bringing TV out here? Me, Claudette Ortiz, Dawn Robinson, Michelle A., Kelly Price, DeShante Moore. Like, we really got it in, and I'm so hyped. So July 10th, 10 p.m., if you ain't got cable, make sure you go to somebody's house that got it, or set your DVR if you're going to be at a prayer service at church, because it's like you can't, it's almost like how, you know, with everybody into it, like with Scandal or this Trayvon Martin trial, it's going to have you glued.
All in
it. Like, this is it. This is the one right here. This is a go. I approve this message.
You approve this message? Because I understand they trying to get you on with R&B Divas, the original in Atlanta.
It was actually before they did the ATL. R&B Divas is a brand.
Uh-huh.
So when they were casting before, but I didn't want to move to ATL. So a lot of people, why y'all like the AT girls? I said, those are my girls. We was just out SSB and Monifa and Shantae Moore. When I say we had the time of our life, like, we worked and we played. So it's like, those are my girls. I said, I just didn't want to go to Atlanta. No disrespect to the dirty, but L.A. This is what you need to conquer, because I've lived in Atlanta before. I needed to get some L.A. sunshine and just, you know, make it happen.
Mm-hmm. Now, this platform is also, I guess it's going to help you reintroduce yourself and return to the music. So do you have some projects you're working on?
Yes, ma'am. My new album, I call it V3, but it has a Latin title, and it's called Via Veritas Vida, The Way, the Truth, the Life. So I want everyone to watch the show and just see my reality, and then when we put that all on record, and you'll feel my pain, you'll feel my pleasure, you're just going to feel me from everything from here on out. That's my operation. That's my whole MO from here on out. It's just make sure people experience me. I don't want people to just like me and be like, oh, she cool, she could sing or whatever, but I want it to be an experience. Mm-hmm. And that's the reason why I signed on. That's the reason why I could truly say I signed on to do R&B Divas LA, because this was a great platform for people to be able to experience me, see me. And, you know, I call them my coworkers because they're my fellow divas, but we work together. And this industry is not easy to, like, people don't understand. This is not an easy industry. So you'll see the struggles of life with some people have been through, and we're sharing that. So I'm going to share that on the album, the show, and everything, hence July 10th. It's on, baby.
I'm ready for tomorrow, because out of everyone in this group, it seemed like you are that one. You know, that turned up one. I'm just like, I'm just ready to see.
I'm the shortest one. I'm 4'11", so that Napoleon complex kicking, and I just turn up. And what's crazy is I'm the only one that, you know, I was just like, I have four children. Mm-hmm. The oldest is 10. 10, 8, 4, and my son is actually turning one on the night of premiere, July 10th.
Oh, wow.
So this is like a birthday party. We going in. Mm-hmm. So the whole whole movement was just like, yo, this is it. This is it right here. So I'm excited. Everybody excited for me. And just for me coming from Baltimore to Los Angeles with my whole family, my mom and them came out.
Everybody came.
Here. So it's like I had a lot of things going on. Everybody was just like, yo, we are just so happy for you, Mo. So I'm just happy that everybody happy. And let's just get it. I feel like breakdancing.
Now, how can your fans keep up with you? Your Twitter, your Facebook, and all of that.
Yeah, you could keep on. Everything is, my website is thelittlemoshow.com, and that's connected to my Twitter, my Instagram, everything. All my Twitter is at The Little Mo Show, Facebook, The Little Mo Show, Instagram, at The Little Mo Show, or Vine, The Little Mo Show. And when they tweet me when the show is on, make sure that they do pound sign or hashtag RB Divas LA. Don't put an AS on, because I want it to be very interactive, because just like I tweet when everything else is on, I'm still going to be tweeting. So while this is on, I'm going to be very interactive. If I look crazy, I'm going to say, Chad, did you see me? What was I thinking that day? You know, because a lot of people say, oh, well, if you could dish it, you could take it. I'm one of the people, man, I've been through so much that can't nothing hold me back right now.
I feel you, girl. I feel you on that.
Yep.
Because a lot of people don't realize when y'all record this stuff, you see it, I guess, the same time that we get to see it.
Yep.
The finished product.
Advance. we ain't getting no 8 advanced copies of the show so I could be like, yeah, girl, wait till you see episode. No, like, as you see it, I see it, and I'm reliving every moment. And any emotional things that go on, I'm going to feel that. So, you know, I'm going to be very interactive and letting people know what's going on with me and the Divas LA as it airs at 10 p.m. So I want people to check their local listings or set their DVR so they don't miss out.
That's right.
Because if you miss a day, you miss a lot. Like, it's really that serious.
And yeah, that's right. So tomorrow night, TV One, 10 p.m., it comes on. Now, right now, what y'all can do is go to hiphopnc.com and check out the preview. I posted it up there so you can see it. I have to ask you something, Little Mo, because I was peeping out the preview. No, it's just, I just have a question, like,
okay,
she can sing, but how can you deal with Michelle A's voice? I'm like, I'm like, she sound like a chipmunk. She could sing now. I'm not taking her from that, but I'm like, I would be aggravated. I would just be like, you have to sing to me when we conversate. Just, you can't talk.
You know what? Her personality, like, she's mad cool. Like, because she's cool, I could deal with her.
You could deal with the voice.
You know, a lot of people, when coming into it, you don't know if that's really her voice. Because, you know, people play jokes, so they just like, this is my image. But she really talks like that. But when she sings, just like, it's almost like somebody, I deal with it because I know people that have accents. Some people say, oh, this person sound country, or this person, you can tell they from London. You can tell where people from.
Exactly. See,
that's the way I equate it. That's her accent. But when she sings, it goes to a whole different realm.
A whole different
like,
level.
What just, like,
how did all of that come out of that squeaky voice?
Exactly. And she says that she was just like, her voice has been like that her whole life. And I was just like, I asked her, I was like, is there something in your throat or something like that? She was like, no, this is just my, it's nothing wrong with her. It's nothing wrong with her esophagus or nothing.
That's
she's
just
mad cool.
Her
so
voice.
I just paid no, I don't be like, why did she talk to my kids? Was like, oh man, my kids think she has a cool voice. They want to talk like that. I was like, sit down. My kids just always want to do something. They ain't got nothing to do.
So everybody know now where you been at, but we haven't seen you because you married, you got the 4 kids, you was out there with the baby.
Yeah.
So, of course, man, with Little Mo, I can't wait for the show tomorrow. Now, everybody, we're going to be talking about this together on Twitter.
Yeah, make sure they hashtag R&B Divas LA, and we're going
to go in. R&B Divas LA, that's what it is. Little Mo, thank you so much for checking in. Make sure you go to the website right now, hiphopnc.com. You can catch a preview of what we're going to see tomorrow and get ready for the R&B Divas LA. The drama is about to be turned up on TV One.